So this is our e-premium tractor. The idea here is to start using electricity that we generate instead of having mechanical drives and belts to the equipment, like to the ancillary devices, like, for example, the air compressor, the cooling fan, etc., etc. We start to use electricity. Why? Less mechanical losses, for a start. Second, it's more flexible. We can turn the fan around and reverse the way it drives. You saw that MOCO over there on the front of the tractor? Normally when you're harvesting grass, all the grass seeds are jumping up on top of the bonnet and they're starting to stick to the fan cover because it's been pulled in. You just press a button, you reverse the fan, shoot all the crap out, and away you go. So basically, you've got more efficient cooling. That means less fuel consumption. Overall, it's going to deliver about 5% fuel reduction. 5% reduction in fuel consumption, yeah? Which is pretty important if you think about the price of fuel today. Everyone's crying about the price of diesel. So a clever farmer who wants to save money, like this lady here, she buys one of these machines, she has more money in her pocket at the end of the year. So, the air compressor, normally on a tractor, an air compressor is running all the time, whether you're using it or not, for the brakes on the trailers. Transport's a big issue in Europe. This time, with this concept, it's only being used when it's needed. Everything's controlled from this gold box here that you see sitting on top of the transmission. And basically, it decides where to send the electricity on demand. You can have, I think it's 7.5 kilowatts of extra power delivered to the back wheels of the tractor or through the PTO. That's great for transport because it means faster acceleration, yeah? And all the farmers like to go put their foot down and get up to 40k or 50k as quickly as possible, because transport can be up to 40% of a tractor's use in Europe, yeah? So here's the rear spreader, fertilizer spreader. In future, it's feasible that we don't need a PTO anymore. It's feasible, huh? I mean, you can think about the possibilities yourself. One nice thing would be shorter, tighter headland turns with trailed equipment with a PTO. So this is really, we got a gold medal for innovation for this one, the agitation again. And a gold medal is only awarded for something that's completely new and for something that has a real customer benefit. So you can have something new without a benefit, you don't get a gold medal. You need to fulfill both those criteria.